on Gimel Beis, about 14 lines from the bottom, B'Hakreitzer. So the more B'Hakreitzer, Tana, so the Mishnah for the next Malachas, we spoke about Zereya and Charesh. Next Malachas, Kreitzer. Tana HaKreitzer was a person who harvests grain. HaBoitzer is a person who, that's the word in Lashon HaKodesh for harvesting grapes. B'Hagreiter is the word used for harvesting dates. V'hamasik, which is the word is used in Lashon HaKodesh or Lashon HaGemara for harvesting olives. V'oirav, which is the word is used for harvesting figs. Kula malacha achazen. They're all the same malacha. They're the malacha of taking something from where it's growing and for your usage. And that is a malacha, the same, all the same type of malacha. Rashi was saying all the av malacha, just doing it in different items. Papa Haiman, the shot a piece of the dikla. Vasa tamri. So the way dates grow in a tree, they grow in a very large cluster, which is attached like by a vine to the top of the tree. So a person could take a clod of earth, if he has good aim, he could snap that vine and get the whole cluster of dates done. So a person who threw a shot of the dikla vasa tamri, his chayav shtayim. He's chayav twice. Achas mishum teller. She's chayav once for the malach of tellers. That's our, you know, that's the kaitzer process. And he's chayav a second time mishum mafarik. Now mafarik is breaking. Like we said, dosh is the malacha of. You have the item attached to the let's say the kernel of wheat to the chaff. We spoke about the toll of dosh is schita, which is squeezing out the juice from it. When you take, it's separating the good from the bad, but in a way of breaking them apart. They're attached and breaking them apart. So apparently this process of dropping them like that breaks the dates off of the cluster that they're on. I'm not sure exactly the horticultural reality that's referring to, but apparently that does that. So there's a process of mafarik which takes place over here. Rashi Yomer ein derech klisha bekach, ein derech prika bekach. This is done. It wasn't the normal way of doing it. Kalach yad. Therefore, it's not kmichayu because it's not done in a normal fashion. Okay.
So I understand if someone has a grapes, you know, the way they come in clusters, and one thinks of the grape.
That's derech achilah. So what we're going to see in the next moment, the concept of derech achilah is a fascinating halacha. Okay.
So if the guy was threw this clod of dirt to then eat the dates. Would that be okay? Is that considered?
No, because it's done in a quantity which is normally done. I mean, these mechabdus, which have these things, have hundreds and hundreds of dates in them. It's a gigantic thing. So, Rashi, girder, b'tamorim, girder is the word for harvesting dates. Moshe pezesim, the word used for harvesting olives. Erez, b'tanim, is the word used for harvesting figs. Shot a piece of the diklo. Zorak pieces were governed with dekli, threw a clod of earth at the date tree, but also tamri hisher hatamarim, he snapped the dates off the tree. It's a malach of toldesh, which is told to the kaitzer. I think Vital has a big discussion why Rashi calls it. I mean, the Chorah of the Pashas, this is not a told of kaitzer. This is a form of ore. Mefarik is told to the dosh. Mefarik tzuwa mishibaleha. The word mefarik is the undergoes under the rubric of dosh, which is breaking apart the tua from the stalk that is attached to lashon perik min chamor, like you take something, you remove something off of the chamor. Dish karagir velatz rabbeinu levi. We got mishubas rabbeinu mishulam agoyin tzosikain v'afzei mefarik hatzmor min mechabdus. It's breaking the dates off of the mechabdus, where that's the name for the big clusters. dates. And there are klisha prika b'kach. Ayer is riko. It's not done with throwing. Elo over yad or b'kli. It's done either by hand or with a knife. Tehilish kalach or yad who upotter. If he's considered tehilish kalach or yad, and he's potter. Tosis has a quote from Rashi, he had Rashi saying that the mafarik is like breaking the items off of the tree. Tosis disagrees with that and says the way I told you, which says there's like an outer layer on the tamorim, which like sort of break off when you do this. I didn't understand Rashi was saying what Tosis was saying. I don't know. I'm not sure why Tosis understood that. Okay. The Ma'amer. The next Malacha, the Mishnah was Ma'amer, which is bundling things together. Amarava. Haiman the Konaf Milchum and Milchus says Chai Mishnah Ma'amer. So Rabba says, some Gersh says Rabba. So the way they would procure salt, one of the ways they would procure salt would make shallow beds. They would let the water from the salt water from the sea into these shallow beds, and then the sun would evaporate the water, and you would have salt. The person would then gather the salt from that place. That's also ma'amer, because you gather together the items where they were produced. Gather them together. That's a melacha of ma'amer. Abai Omer Abaya says disagrees. Ein imer ela begdulei karka. Imer only applies to things which grow out of the ground, and this didn't grow out of the ground. So Rashi, the kind of milchum and milchusa, sover melach, he gathered the salt, mimasrefois mayim, from the place where the water was burnt, literally, which means it's evaporated out. The magarina, the chavitza yama, that's referred to as the chavitza yama in the pasuk Yeshua, shemam sheikh lasef mayim in a yam, vachamasrefosin, you put water from the yam, the sun burns it out, veinasi melach, it becomes salt, vois the chavitza is kar milchusa, that's referred to as the milchusa. Mishum Mamar Shafu Kimaasef Vishibalanu. This is the same thing as gathering together the bundles of grain, the bundles of stalks of wheat. So Rabbi says, and we pass an Emer Bela Bidula Karka. It's also Ma'amr has to be Bimokim Gidulai. So if I bring home a bushel of apples and the apples, the container spills over and they run all over my kitchen floor, and I gather them all together. I'm not over ma'amer because that wasn't makam gidul. But if I go out under an apple tree and I gather all the apples there, that's the malach of ma'amer. I didn't touch the tree, didn't do kaiser, but I gather the apples which fallen down. So that's the malach of ma'amer.
So is this why we basically have to say this is rava?
Right. The response usually would normally be a rab and then a bai responding, right?
I was going to speak to the we paskin like vai here, and it was rava.
It would be yachgam. Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. Hadosh. Tana. Bryce is like this. Hadosh, which is threshing. Bahamanapates, which is breaking the flax seed out of the flax the fibers out of the thing that is embedded in that it grows in. Amanafet, which is taking the, I'm not sure exactly what it means, it's part of the process of cotton, breaking it apart. Different names for this idea of breaking it apart from its where it grows into. It's kula malacha achas, and they're all one malacha. Sakrashi. Hamanapet is pishtun begiberlin. That's the flax in their stalks. Hamanapet is semer gefen. That's cotton. Bekeshes, and it's bekeshes some type of a bow which grows in air. Kederach umnin, the way they would normally do it. Semer gefen gulei karka, who it grows out of the ground. The holy charlei nipa delay told of the dosh. That's why it's referred to as a toldav dosh, as opposed to shofar karina mimena, which you break the seeds out. Veloy karle told us menapet tzemer. It's not a toldav of wool, which that would be the menapets, which is combing it out. So here, apparently, it says you're breaking out the cotton seeds out of the cotton, allowing you to then use the cotton for the for fibers. So that's the malach of breaking of mafarik of dosh, as opposed to had napping gdulei karka. So it would be more similar to the malacha of combing out the wool fibers from the impurities which are in there, which, but since it grows out of the ground, it's going to go together with dosh. Okay.
Why are these tallness? Rather than others?
I don't think they're tallness. I think had it been not the karaka, Rashi calls told the dosh. Probably because it's done in a different way. It's done by hand as opposed to the normal dosh was done by threshing it. So probably since it's done in a different fashion, so it'll end up being a toldo. Right, and then the menapets, there's also menapets, which is by tzemer, that's referring to. The more you use the word menapets, referring to hishtun, but we had in the Mishnah, the hamanapser, that was referring to wool, it's combing out the wool. So that's what Rashi is referring to at the end of that Rashi. Right. Correct. That's not the same menapets. One is referring to combing, and that's by wool, just combing, which was the malacha of breaking, and the menapets by pishon was doing it by hand, but that's a toldo dosh. Whereas the menapets over there is his own malacha, the malacha. Now his question, why isn't Semer Geffen a toldo of menapets by Semer? By wool, as opposed to dosh, which is a whole different, you know, its starting point is wheat. As Rashi says, because this grows out of the ground. Okay. Hazar, Haber, Vahotechen, Vahamarake. The next four malachas include Zara, which is winnowing, Haber, which is separating out the grains from the various different things which are found on the threshing floor together with it. Techen is grinding, and Marmarakit is sifting. So you would grind it, and then you would sift it again to get out the pieces which didn't grind well. Whatever, you know, you'd sift out the fine flour from the coarser flour, the coarser flour from the bran, etc. So Morris says, Hainu Zara, Hainu Burr, Hainu Marakit. They're basically, all of the three of them are the same process of separating the good from the bad, and the bad from the good. So, by Rabbi Dami Tavayu, Kol Milsa the Habib B'Mishkan, Alpha Gav Dika the Damile Chashiv Lo. Since these were different parts of the process in the Melechas of Mishkan, and they were in the Melechas of Mishkan, so they are included in as a separate Av Melach. Tosis does ask the Kasha that doesn't work. There's going to be some which don't seem to. There were other things which were done in the Melechas of Mishkan which were not listed separately. So the Kalal itself needs a little bit of fine tuning. The Mor says, well, and the Mor says that L'choshev Nami Koseish. If you're going with things which are in the Mishkan. So there's the malach of kosheish. Kosheish is that you would take a mortar and pestle, you put a grain in it, and put the pestle on top of the grain, and push it down a little bit, and it would break off an outer shell which was there. It would remove, I guess, the bran. And they in the Mishkan, when they made the Samonim, they would have such a type of process also. But the answer, that's part of the process of dosh, but it's done differently than dosh is done. Dosh is done threshing on the floor, and this is done differently. So according to your argument that was in the Mishkan is listed separately, so we should list Kosesh independently of Dosh. Amar Abaya, Shekein Oni Oichel Pita Belo Ksisha, an Oni will not break off the bran, whereas the process of which is these other parts, everybody would do. The shadows there for what? So Rashi said, even though it was in the Mikdash and it is an av malacha, Rashi learns, the Baya is saying, since it wasn't done normally part of the process, it wasn't listed in the mission. Okay. Rabbi Amar Hamani Rebbe he Amar Abbas Malachas Arbaim Chasar Achas Yichasim Choshev Koseish Haveler Boyim. So if you take out, we had before Rebbe learned from Pasuk. Dvorim had the Dvorim Elah Dvorim, that there's only 39. So that's it. It can't be. Or it says Volek Chada Mihanach Volayo Koseish. So. I have a better suggestion. Take out Burr, Zerb, Rakeid, and leave one of those out and put Kosish in. Like Mehecha Tesi, how do you do it? Alamar said, Alamar Machwarta, could I buy it? The correct shot is like a buy it. Let's see Rashi. They only need some hazard over here. Just give me one second. I'm running out of voice. So Rashi. Hacha Gassin, in the bottom of Angimon Beis. Hanu Zera, Hanu Burra, Hanu Marakit. Hanu Kamoi, Hai Niyu. That is, what is this? Klemmer. In other words, the Mafik, the Hulatana, the Masnisan, the Tlas, the Mishnah divides into three parts. Well, like Kulan Malacha Achazain. They're all the same thing. The Mafrish, Achum, and Absalus. We're separating, which that's the word we're going to use, because Dosh is also separating. Dosh is after breaking it apart. This or the after you've broken it apart is then sifting out the good from the bad. So Hainu, that it is. Even though there are other ones similar to it, since it was in the Mishkan, Chashvinu L'Tarayu, to obvious, we count them as obvious, even though they're really the same process. According to that argument, chitim, you should list kosesh, which is like pulverizing, I guess. Chitim b'mateshes, you would push down on the chitim in the mateshes in the mortar. The hotzer klipos, to remove the bran. The havoy b'mikdash b'samanim, which was used in the mishkan, in the samanim, in the different dyes that they used to make the various different types of dyes, the herbs that they use to make the dyes. Alav mishum, the reason why I didn't list it, mishum the dami the dosh. It's basically the same idea as dosh, breaking it off from the shell around it. The kosher blood doesn't count it. That's also the process of breaking off something which surrounds it. So it's the same thing. So why do we not listen? Here we do list it. So by Sashkin Oni Oichel Pita Boloi Ksisha, Lakach. Therefore, Alvagav the Havoi B'Mikdash, even though it was in the Mishka, Vav Malacha, and it is an Av Malacha. Kima the Tonil Le Dosh, Le Tonil Le. Since it says Dosh, it doesn't say this. It says Zorah, Burah, Merakid. That it does say. So there are the past, you know, these are part of the listing of making bread. Given the Havah B'Mikdash, they were in the Mishkan. Rocha Askel, but Siddur of the past. The Tanah wanted to list Siddur of the past, but that's a good mnemonic to remember it. Therefore, it mentioned all these things. Tanino, it says, Kedemrin Lagabi Oifa. And the Morrison say later on in regards to the Eifel, that really, the Havel of the Misni Mevashel, what was in the Mishkan was not Eifel, it was Mevashel. They didn't have Eifel in the making of the Mishkan. They had cooking, they cooked the dyes. It wasn't in the Mishkan. On Mishum Sidura, the past, since it was making a listing of all the things they did when they made bread, it said that also. Well, so that's what the Tana is trying to list. It's the same thing. So if it listed it. So if that's the criteria of what the Tana is going to list, in other words, I'm not going to argue it is a knob, it's not a knob. Vashel is a knob. Oif is a knob. But Avaksisha, so Ksisha is a knob, but it's not going to be listed. Ashir Mahuda Losasi Vakashashi Lasa Selis Nakia. The rich people can afford to break off the bran to make fine flour. Avaniyam Loitarki, they don't do that. They don't list it. It is an amalach and it's part of it. It goes under the process of dosh. So now, Rashi, Biden answered the kasha. That. So when you bring the chatos, how many did you bring? So you tell me, you wanted to, regards to the Tana writing the Mishnah, I understand. So the Tana wants to use the mnemonic of Surah the Pas. It's not really always part of the Seder Pas. We don't want to list it. And basically we said Dosh, so we know that it's also. But if you're talking about the Surah Chatos, it means you're telling me that since Zerah, Bur, and Meraka were in the Mishkan, it's not just that they're similar, but we listen because they were all in the Mishkan. But really it's only one Av Malach. No, it's three different Av Malach. You have three different Chatos for it. So you should be chayv two chatos, one for ksish and one for dosh. If a person would do both, so he should be chayv 40 chatos. So the way the Tana wrote it, just out the language of the Tana, that was the whole question. Then the answer is fine. You answered your question. But if you tell me that the issue is how many avos malachos you're going to be chayv, if I didn't see the answer is kasha. The Tosis really addresses it a little bit. Let's just finish up the Rashi and we'll talk about Tosafot for a second.
I mean, the Lashon is a little bit weird. I mean, Abaye, there's nothing there about, the saying it's about Sidur Depas. I mean, his focus was the Ani.
Yeah, why did you bring that up, really?
Well, his Eichel Pita, but like Ksisha. He eats his bread without Ksisha. Rashi says, what does bread have to do with anything? So he says, because our Tana specifically listens to Surah the Paz. I mean, I understand Rashi's thought process.
Okay.
I mean, you're right, it's a little bit funny. Abaye said, I skipped the step. I never told you the Surah the Paz is going in the Mishnah. Abaye's ready to go to the next step.
And it would be natural for anything in the Mishnah to be more refined anyway.
That's a fair question. That's part of what Tosis asks. Let's see, Rashi, finish up the Rashi and look at Tosis' result. Rebbe, the Yola of the Kamon and Perak of Zarek, the Worm, the Worm, Elo, the Worm, the Minyanos. We really had it before, but it didn't. I guess it didn't specify that it was Rebbe over there. Did it say it was Rebbe over there? I don't remember. Just says the Worm, the Elo, the Worm, doesn't say who. There we have it, or Nosson talking. Okay. It says Rebbe. Well, Ebuchadnezzar Mehanach, Oizara, Oibara, or Merakad, remove one of those three, the Habuchadnezzar, which are basically the same idea. So, Lebuch Menachad, take one of them out, listing Hach and include Ksisha. Dachi Odof, Lemisti, Tarte, Mehai, Retarte, Mehai, you better list a set of three over there and one over here, list two of those and one, two of these. Dachi Odof, Melamisni, Lemechel, Flosa, Zimni, Bechadah, Vikachadah, Lechofo, Beit Midi. But that's better to have two of each than having three of one and one of the other, even though there's more. So the more is kasha. The more says the Abaye is correct. So Tosafot says that Tosafot doesn't ask us directly as a kasha. Tosafot says, I don't understand. The Maisa, there was ksisha in the Salmonim, which were in the Mishkan. So I don't care that only eats his paschal ksisha. The guy with Salmonim was Malacha Chashuva. So Tosafot understood the Gemara. The Gemara's point was that since it was something which is not normally always done, it lost its chashivas. It wasn't, the fact that it wasn't a necessary part of the process, so it wasn't considered, so it was considered a toldo, it's not an av. In other words, it's not a malacha chashuva. So, Tosis is sort of touching on, there's a Gemara in Bava Kamma, and the Beis Hamad Aleph, The Mishnah says that Arba Avos Nesikins, the more there visits the concept of what does the word Avos mean? It means Arba Avos Nesikin. So the more it comes down to it that the more it talks about Gabi Nesikin, the more it talks about the Gabi Avos Hatuma, the more it talks in regards to Avos Amalach HaShabbos. The Vilna Gaon takes that Gemara and discusses why the Mishnah accepted Avos called Avos. In other words, what's the idea of Avos? So we spoke about the idea of Av has to generate something. Otherwise it's not called an Av. So the Av is a Tumah, the Av generates a told of Tumah. It's not a told in the sense, it's not a derivative intellectually, it's a derivative actually. Meshach the Shabbos, Avos generate toldos. So they're called, referred to as Avos because they generate we derive things from them and through a thought process, we say logical thought, but this is also, this is probably also also. In the words of the Avos and Zikin, why are they called Avos? All of the Avos and Zikin have told us. So in that conversation, the Mora says, so what defines whether something is an Av or a Toldo? The Mora says, that which was in the Mishkan, Chashiva, and it's called an Av. So there's a shadow over there in the gear, Tosis and the Beis Manal, at the bottom. What is the correct Girsa? That which was in the Mishkan, and it was Koshev? That was in the Mishkan, is Koshev automatically. But it seems to me that one of the criteria for being an Av is that it's Cheshiva. It has a Cheshivas to it. So it's shy to be something, at least Tosis says, Tosis over there has one shot at least, that even if it was in the Mishkan, if it wasn't Kosher, if it wasn't an Av Malacha. So Tosis, I think Tosis over here is following along that shot of the Tosis. Says, Abai's answer was, since most people didn't do it, you know, the Neim didn't do this, which was a large part of the crowd out there, so it wasn't necessarily part of the process, it lost its cheshivas. So it'll be a told, it won't be an av. So as it says, that's very nice, but in the Mishkan, where as the process of Sabbath morning, like Jeff said, it was always done, if you wanted to be refined, it was cheshiv. So how did Bayer answer his question? Tosis says that it only would be tzaveya v'samanim b'lo ksisha. Tosis says that the process of dying also was done, even though in the Mishkan it was done, but since the average person would never do this, it didn't have that same cheshivas to it being a necessary part of the process, which you need to understand what that is exactly. Tosis says, and Tosis just throws back that Merakit, and only would he eat his bread without Merakit. Merakit was to sift out the bran, so he would, why should you want to sift out the bran? You can keep it in your bread and make more bread. Tosis says, even the average only would sift out the bran. So that's how the Re understands it. Tosis says the Ben Tam said it from Pshat. The Re didn't like it. Tosis didn't say what the Ben Tam Pshat was. He didn't make it into the Tosis. But that's the Re's approach, and I think he's really basing himself off of the sugya over there. And he's sort of assuming about his answer. Rashi's like giving this very like we're talking on a semantic level. It's a semantic issue. What's the language? What the Tana is going to write? It's not. Doesn't have any halachic implications. Tosis is saying there's halachic implications. It's an opera told them. Which is a little bit more understandable in the Gemara, that should be, because for the Rashi it's an Av, it should be Chayv its own Chatos. The Rashi is difficult.
It's a little ironic that we say, well, since the Aniyim, that don't do this, so then it loses
Chashash Shivas. I guess it maybe gives you an interesting insight into what's Chashash. The playthings of the Shirim is not necessarily Cheshivas. That's playthings. So what's necessary is necessary. I think it's, close to saying. Okay. Tarabonim. Okay, now we're going to basically talk about this. Omid will give us pretty much, this is like the main Omid. We talked about the Melacha Borer in the Masechta. And you're going to have to set aside what you know about Borer a little bit, because the Gemara is going to build that up. So, how do you know that? Because the Gemara is going to tell you. It's like, don't ask me that question, because we'll get there. Okay, Tana Bonin. Now, I think the introduction to the sugya is that the language, when it's, the Gemara will use a lashon over here, and it's brought down the lacha, that there's something called Borer Leotzer. The process of Borer was done specifically, let's say Borer out of the three, we'll talk about Borer. It was done as you were processing the grain to put it into the silo. So the malchut berer was, I want to store things, I'm going to put it away. I put it away with, you know, I take out the things which are undesirable in it. So you would have on the threshing floor the little pebbles, etc., which would build up over there. So after you would thresh it, and after you would winnow it, so you would get rid of the shaft, but there was the stuff over there, you would then pick out those things and put it away. That's a malchut berer. We're going to contrast that to berer for achila, which the logic behind that is that's not the malachah berer. That's part of the process of achila. I mean, all achila, a good part of our achila is there's good and there's bad. You know, you have the chicken off of, you take the chicken off of the bone, you take the meat off of the bone, you eat the part of the fruit which is edible, and you leave the part of the fruit which is not edible. And there's a constantly part of the process of achila is going to be, there's going to be good and bad. Very few things that we have, you know, bread, by the time we get the bread, we already did the process of removing the good and the bad. But the malacha burr is not when it's done as part of the process of achila. So burr as part of achila is not the malacha burr. It's a different thing. The definition of burr is burr la'otzer. That's the definition of the word. So burr, which is done as part of a process of achila, is not burr. So we're familiar with the concept. In other words, the logic behind we extend. If you're taking the especially your authority, if you have the food in your mouth and you remove the item which is undesirable, that's part of achila. So we extend. We'll let you do it in the plate if it's done in the right. So good from the bad, biyad, you know, as opposed to for immediate use, that's all part of the process of achila. That's the logic behind all those different tanaim which we have for burr. That defines that it's not burr anymore. It's called achila. I think that which we have our definition of the malacha berer, which is that it's, if it's done for immediate use and it's done as opposed to something using some type of fancy kli, it's done just by hand, taking the good from the bad. That's achila. You take what's desirable by hand into your mouth. So that's achila. So we extend the lav dafka immediately in your mouth. It could be 10 minutes also, and it's, you know, a fork is also considered a kli, and but the starting point is achila, and we're expanding the concept of what's called achila. So before we get to the different tanoim which we have, but that's the more is going to build up. But the concept of time, there's a concept called berer la'otzer versus berer nechila. That's the foundation of the sugi. There's different types of foods. There berer la'ochel, berer maniach. You can pick out the one that you want and pick out and leave the other one. The Brayis continues, says v'lo yivrer. And don't be burr. Vimbir is chayiv chatas. It says you could, you shouldn't, and if you do, you're chayiv chatas. What in the world is it telling me? So it tells me you can, you can't, and if you do it, you're chayiv chatas. Which means, you know, like one is saying also, one is saying, you know, one is saying mutter, one is saying potter of a loss, or one is saying chayiv. So my kamer, Amra Ula, Hachi kamer. So Ula said like this: burr va'ochel v'bayom. If you do it for the process of deciding what you want to eat for the day. It's for that day, it's permitted. You cannot do it if it's for the next day. But if you do it, it's chayav chatas. Say, Masla Rav Chista, Rav Chista says, I don't understand that. Okay, so, you know, as long as it's for today, it's okay. If this is the process of burr, why is it mutter if it's done for today? So you can't bake for today. So apparently Ula was seeing the idea of any usage for the same day is all called part of the process of immediate usage, and Rav Chista says that's too far away, and that's like baking already. See, he says the definition of is going to be if it's less than the shear of kegargus, so. That's part of achila. That's such a minimal amount. That's what, you know, that's clear you're doing it for achila purposes. Even if you're not going to use it immediately. So you'll take some, you'll leave some. But ukashir lo yivr, if it's a full shear of kegargus, you can't. So he doesn't look at the issue of time proximity. Look, he uses the definition as going to be amount. If it's a minimal amount, so that's not what you would normally do as Barloitzer, your Barloitzer amounts, you know, which, because we have a Masorah, Malacha Moshe Sinai, the Shira is Kegurgis. Less than Kegurgis, that's not the Malacha Bar anymore, according to Rav Chista. Rav Yosef doesn't like that. I thought Rav Yosef, Chimutah Lefes, Pachas Mekashir. I'll throw back the same argument to you as you said before. Okay, you're not Chayav Chatnas, but you can't bake Pachas Mekashir, so why y'all be Bar Pachas Mekashir? Elamer Rav Yosef says the definition is going to be Bar V'Ochel B'Yad. If you do it by hand, it's permitted. Bar Menich B'Yad. If you're picking out what you want, what you don't want by hand, that's okay. B'Kanon or B'Tamchei Lo Yivur. If you use B'Kanon as a funnel, so funnel theoretically could be a kli which is used for barer. If you shake it out, so certain things will be heavier and lighter, so some will fall out quicker down the tube. But it's not the normal way of doing it. And a tamchi was, I guess, would be doing the same type of thing with a plate, with a bowl. That's osir. That's potable osir. Lo yivir vimbir potable osir. Uvenapa v'kvara. And with different a sifter and a sieve, which are different types of sifters. Lo yivir vimbir chayav chata. So he has it now. So till now we had the price. There was too much regas. This is the mutter, and this is. You shouldn't do it. If you do it, you're chayav chatas. Now he's saying, no, there's three things. This you may do, this you should, you cannot do, but potter, and this you cannot do in chayav. Master Law Rav Hamunaruma says, midi kana b'tamfi, where is it mentioned kana b'tamfi in the braisa? Elamar Rav Hamunaruma, bara v'ochel, you're allowed to be bara ochel metech hapsol, that you take the good from the bad. And you'll leave a certain part, which is as long as you took the echel from the psalms. So he switches it back to two, the two being echel from psalms is mutter, psalms from echel is chayiv chatas. Masal Abaye, Abaye says, mida echel metech psalms. Where does it say in the Mishnah, in the Braisa, echel metech psalms? Ela Amr Abaye, barav echel la'alter. You're allowed to take for immediate use. And you leave it behind a certain amount for immediate use. For further in the day, lo yifur. Vimbira, if you did do that, so the language of the Braisa reads like this. Nasa kebara lo oitzer v'chayiv chatas. That has the same status of a person who's being buried for oitzer. So a person will be buried for uses later on in the same day. That goes under the concept of buried loitzer and the sky of achatas. Amr Rabban Kamei the Rabba, the Tamidim told Rabba what Abaye had said. Amalhu Shaper Amr Nachmeni. Nachmeni was another name for Abaye. And Rabba said, Abaye said a good pshat. Okay. So you see where we, but you see the process of the Gemara, how the Gemara is sifting out. Excuse me for the to get to this concept of what are the defining elements, and we're going to paskin like Rav Yosef's halacha, the difference between biyada b'kli. We're going to paskin like Abaye's Rav Hamun's halacha of eichel from selus. We paskin like Abaye's pshat of la'alter. We paskin all three things. Whereas when you have the confluence of all things together, that's the process of achila, as opposed to the process of beruloids. Zot Rashi.
I said, was Abaye saying that it's the time factor that exclusively that matters? But if you did it with
reading a Abaye alone probably that would be mutter. Right. There was, but you know, in even though Elam Rabaya Abaye says it's pshat, but we'll see. The more it does seem to still get involved and not been, you know, the more it still revisits the other shitas also. But based on Abaye alone, it would seem to be that's the only criteria. Zakrashi, how you live on a mini Eichlin? You're seeing a legacy in Shnemin Eichlin. There was different types of Eichlin, fine. Well, Yiver, the coming part of my Kama Beresha, Tana Burr, Barutan Loyver. The more is going to say, what does this mean? Yes or no. The Mocher, the Tzarech Mocher for the next day. So he says, the Chimurta left is the Basha of Abayor, the difference between today and tomorrow. Vachanami al Molochi, he came with the March of the Mocher. Mocher Chayav Chatas. If tomorrow is Chayav Chatas, then why is the Mocher for today? So Pachas Mikashir, so he says the difference is Pachas Mikagurgris. And Tosis points out that the argument was that's their Hachila, that's what Tosis says. He mutal efforts the pachas mekashir, and he the chi of chatas like isur me ikar. There's an isur. The kaim alone chatasir also min a Torah. Perak basa the yuma vechik tani barer lechatchila. So how can you tell me it's mutter? So he says the difference is konan kli eitz shoysen kein sinner. It's a pipe. Rochav milacharav. It's wide on one side. Cuts on the front of it's narrow on one side. Balimat beya oisim oisoi. People who have work with coins use it. A barer. I guess you shake out the different size coins. But burr by kidney, you snows and kidneys will welcome a rock. If you put your pads, you know, with the different pieces of the beans on one end, and when now you shake it, by kidneys, Venetia, who sagalgo, miscalgo, by urine, the round beans run out the bottom. Derech piva kotzer, they circle out down the narrow funnel. Absalus nisha beklein, absalus stays on top. Potter balosum. It's not mutter. The dormer the brayer is like brayer. That's not the normal way of doing it. The eager brayer, but not the kvar. The main one was done with sifters. Avu b'yad, lo dormer the brayer klal. And doing b'yad, it's not dormer the brayer. So b'yad is mutter. Kana matamchi is oser, and not kvar is chayv. So he's made it kana matamchi k'tani. Who didn't not made a porch? Made it not kvar k'tani. I mean, it doesn't mention Napa Kvar either. El Achadim now Noket. Echem Techem Selis, Loi Derech Breri Hi. That's not considered Derech Breri. Burr Menich La Alter, Lecho La Alter, Shein to Derech Burr, and it's not what people who do Burr do. Loi Ker La Hatzniyah to put away. Nachmeni is a Bayah. Okay, I'm going to hold it here. I would like to finish this off, because it's not much in the middle of a Sugya. With the other mind, we'll get together on Monday and just finish off this little piece. They want to point out one shot over here. Tosfos says Burr Maniach. So I touch the Gemara. Rashi doesn't seem to address it. The simple shot in the Gemara is Burr Voichel Burr Maniach means you take the Lashon is still Shver. You take the Oichel and you leave the other thing. Tosfos says Burr Maniach means you can do it and put it in front of somebody else. Burr Maniach means you place it in front of somebody. Lashon of Hanocha, putting it down. Doesn't mean Hanocha, put it away for later. It means you Burr Lacherim to use it for somebody else.
And that's okay.
And that's also okay, because, again, whatever the criteria are going to be for me to use, etc.